There was this time in high school. I think this was like my junior year in high school. This new girl came, and I thought she was cool. You know, I'm hella fucking friendly and shit. So she was like, girl, what did she say? She was like, girl, you got some lip gloss? I was like, yeah, here, sure. And I used to go to, like, Victoria's Secret and get their lip gloss. So you know their lip gloss is bomb. I already know. But their lip gloss is, like, $15. At the time, it was $15. In high school, that's expensive as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
So.
And they was buying it, too.
Exactly. And I was the type of girl, I had hella Victoria's Secret lip glosses. So I give it to her. What do you think when you pass by some lip gloss?
They gonna put it on their finger?
No. This new girl put the whole thing on her lips. I'm looking at her like, my whole girl. She just like, she was just talking and just telling us the story while she putting the shit on her lips. She's like, here, I'm like, you can have it. Cause.
She was trying to stain that shit anyway.
That's why she. But you go, like, what if I had cooties or something?
What if she had cooties?
She definitely did, because, shorty, you can keep it now. It's yours. Respectfully. It is your lip gloss.
Welcome back.
Boundaries.
Episode 2, Season 2 of When You're Ready Podcast.
Yes.
For those who don't know, we just wrapped up our first event last Saturday, called When You're Ready, Let's Talk About It. It was a panel discussion, and it was great.
It was.
It was so good. It was such a great turnout. The
food was delicious.
The food was bomb.
Shout out to you.
Shout out to Shad, the chef.
Yes, and Sundrip.
They came through, sold their food and drinks. It was bussing.
It was.
Bussing. Like, definitely got to have them again. That was such a great turnout. A really great conversation. Everybody was in there taking notes, just engaged. And we sold out of our first event.
Can't tell us nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. And I know a lot of people couldn't make it like they wanted to come. So, we're going to be doing it again. I don't know when, but we're going to be doing it again.
This springtime for sure.
Yeah. Definitely springtime.
Yeah.
So, you don't want to miss out again. You want to be there. Because it was great. It's great. So, yeah. My name is Brianna Michonne.
And I am Imani Niabaye.
And welcome to When You're Ready Podcast.
We did that. Hey.
Today's episode is how to maintain your sanity while the world is in chaos. Yes.
This is really needed.
Shit.
It's a lot going on.
It's a lot going on in the world right now. But, like, when is it not, you know?
True.
When is it not?
Honestly. And that's a part of adulthood, honestly, is, like, understanding that everything happens for a reason.
And stuff gonna keep happening.
And stuff is gonna keep happening, but you have to learn how to manage the storm. Mm-hmm. I feel like life is a test to see who can keep their head above water and who can't. And not that you're, like, a bad person or you're doing something wrong if, like, you know, you fall to the current and, like, you get swept away sometimes or, you know, it's hard to manage or you need assistance and mm-hmm. sometimes you need saving. Yeah. It doesn't make you a bad person, doesn't make you less than, but everybody has their own system and process of dealing and mm-hmm. to stay afloat. There are some tools and techniques that we feel like are beneficial to help. Yeah. We are not experts. We're young. But
at all. Still figuring it out. Sometimes still figuring it out. They don't even work for me. Sometimes they do. You know?
And sometimes what works for you then may not work for you now. Mm-hmm. And you have to constantly evolve and change and pick up new tools as life goes on. But for the most part, we understand that life is about keeping your head above water.
Yeah.
And surfing.
I think the biggest key is, like, we talked about this in the panel, is, like, life is full of highs and lows.
Yeah.
It's going to always be highs and lows. You can never just resonate in one space. Because naturally, that's just how life is. It can't just be one way. Everything is polarity. Everything is duality. And every opposite has another opposite. So, well, everything has its own opposite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As above, so below.
Yeah. And, like, it's just really learning to detach from every aspect of it, honestly. Mm-hmm. Which is not easy to do, because you may be detached in some areas but not in others. It just depends on the person and, you know, your experience in life. But with happiness, with sadness, with anger, all the things, like, when you're in low moments, you're not going to always be in a low moment. When you're in high moments, you're not always going to be in a high moments. But you have to understand that it's just an ebb and flow of life, honestly. And you're going to continue to be in the flow of those things and just learning to accept that, I guess, you know?
And I feel like someone told me that they feel like it's a privilege to be aware of the fact that, you know, those low moments aren't always going to be low moments. Mm-hmm. And I do feel like that's something that some people learn and some people don't. Either mm-hmm. you're born with, you know, that wisdom. Like, maybe your parents already knew that wisdom. Or you pick it up as life goes on. Mm-hmm. So I guess I'm asking, like, how do you position yourself to learn that? Or, yeah. or is that just something you just learn with time and wisdom?
I think it's time and wisdom, because even if your parents knew that and were able to tell you that, it doesn't matter if you don't grasp it yourself.
It has to be applied.
It has to be applied. And so somebody can tell you something all day and try to give you something all day, and they may plant that seed, but until you are able to really receive it or in a position to receive it in whatever way that looks like for you, some people have to go through the storm in order to figure it out.
It's true.
You know, I've always been, I'm learning to not do this, but I've always been a person that's like, I had to go through it to get it. And so it's like, somebody can tell me something all the time and be like, you should leave this or you shouldn't do this. And it's like, yeah, you're probably right, but I don't really feel that way until I see it for myself. Like, yeah. I got to see it for myself, you know?
And like, so, doing it for the plot.
Yeah, sometimes you got to do it for the plot, you know? I don't be trying to do it for the plot all the time, because now I just be trusting myself.
Yeah, because I feel like with doing it for the plot, it has to be a cutoff where it's like, you have to use that discernment you've learned from doing it
but for the exactly, plot. That's really what it is. Like, you have to have, well, for me, I've done it so many times that now I'm in a place where I don't have to do it for the plot. I don't have to figure it out, or I don't have to go through something and, like, be down bad in order to get up out of that. Like, I'm just not going to put myself in that predicament in the first place, you know? Yeah. Like, a good example, like, bringing it back around to, like, original topic is, like, mental health. Mm-hmm. There was a time earlier last year, around, like, May, where, like, I was just super overwhelmed with life. Like, everything was just overwhelming. It was simply because, like, I was way too indulged in social media, way too indulged in, like, a lot of the things that were happening. They were talking about, like, the whole cyber attacks and all that stuff. Then I had watched that goddamn movie. What the fuck is that shit called?
I told you not to watch that movie.
I know, but I did.
I don't remember the name.
It's called Don't Something.
Yeah, it was on Netflix. It came out.
But it's basically about cyber attack and how, you know, the people, the world was just going to shit. It was just crazy. Yeah. Anyways, it was around that time where that stuff was happening. Then I watched that goddamn movie, bro. I was so, like, just overwhelmed. I couldn't even focus. Like, I was overstimulated. I was just anxious as hell all the time. And that time in my life made me, like, when all this other stuff with politics and all these things started coming about, I was like, no, I'm taking a break from social media. Simple. Yep. Because I already know how that feels. And being in a position like that will put my entire life on pause.
Yep.
And you cannot stop living your life Mm-mm. because of the things going on and going around.
I feel like you touched on a really important thing, is, like, being mindful of what you feed when you're in a vulnerable position.
Yeah.
I said being mindful of what you feed. Being mindful of what you consume when you are in a vulnerable
position. But what you feed, too. Yeah. Because that's what you're putting into. Yeah. You're feeding into something.
Because it's, like, I guess, it's what we talked about during the panel. It's, like, being able to have that relationship with yourself so that you're aware of, like, what you need. Strengthening mm-hmm. those boundaries with yourself.
Exactly.
And understanding that I'm just not in a place to consume this right now. I'm mm-hmm. not in a place to talk about this right now. Like, during the elections, my phone was on Do Not Disturb. Like,
well, she could tell you. I said, don't talk to me about it.
And I was especially, I was on the same type of, I was on the same time because it's like, I understand people are emotional right now. Shit, I'm emotional right now. I'm a doula. We don't have to talk about that. But I'm not in a space to sit around and discuss what's going on. We know what's going on. Mm-hmm. We know what's happening. We don't have to have a kumbaya about it, because unless people are going to put on their, like, James Baldwin and Huey P. Newton hat and Angela Davis and actually do something, what are we going to sit around and talk about? So it's like having those boundaries that I don't have the capacity to have these conversations. I don't have the capacity to be on social media right now and pay attention to this. Yeah. So turn it off. Get, like, just put yourself in position and really hold yourself accountable to remove whatever is giving you the anxiety and the stress, and just, like, removing it. Like, you have the power to choose and to choose what you feed, to choose what you watch, to choose what you're consuming. So utilize that tool.
Yeah, I feel like also a thing, like, with social media, I need to put my foot down. It's going to sleep. But I feel like a thing with social media is that everybody has FOMO. Everybody has this fear of missing out on information, on the things going on in the world and in life. And it's like, it's okay to step away.
Because it's a part of, like, people's everyday routine.
Yeah, I understand that. And it's the way people receive their news. But it's like, so many people don't watch the news anymore.
I do.
They don't watch the news anymore because the news is always showing the negative shit going on in the world. Yeah. However, that's what social media is doing too. So we've stepped away from one media to go to another media that's even more just like everything. Everything going on in the world, everybody's thoughts and ideas about it, everybody's perspectives. It's a lot. It's a lot going on. And it's like, it is okay to take a break, to step away, to have time for self. Because at the end of the day, at the end of the day, the day go in, and you get to choose how you feel at the end of that day.
Yes.
And it's like, you can't, life is going to continue to go on.
Yeah.
Actually, you actually ate that. The day go in. Because no matter what's happening, the day is going to continue to go.
You still got
to
pay your bills.
You still got to get up.
You still got to wash your ass.
You know?
So you still got to feed your cat.
It's like, no matter
or dog.
What, no matter how you approach it, you're still responsible for self at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And you have to put yourself in positions to continue to show up, because you have a life to live, and nothing going on in this world should stop you from living your life.
Exactly. And it's like, if you see an alien walking down the street, what you gonna do?
Oh, bro, I'll never forget that conversation. We were talking about aliens. He said, if a UFO came out the sky right now, what you gonna do?
Oh, well, look at that motherfucker.
I said, I don't know.
I'm in my bed. I might journal about it. For real.
But it's like, we put so much energy in, like, for me, like, when it was the whole cyber attack thing, it's like, we put so much energy in, we should do this, and should I do this, and are you gonna do it or no?
I mean, and if you are gonna do it, make sure you're right with them before you go out helping others. That is, like, number one rule. Like, you can't help others if you're not right with it. So if you do not have the mental capacity to take on that responsibility, check in with yourself, ground yourself before you go out and, like, be on the front lines and activate, like, be an advocate for us. Like, you have to be right with it. Because we're not saying don't speak up for us, don't, you know, be on the front lines and protest and do those things. Do that. But make sure you're good to do that. Mm-hmm. That's all this platform is about, being right within and focusing on your mental health and your spiritual health.
Yeah.
That's literally it.
Because it's not even about what your choices are. Everybody has the right to do what they want to do.
Yeah.
Do whatever you feel is the right way for you to show up or how you want to show up. But do it because that's how you actually feel and you're content with your decisions. Like she said, being right within. Like, if that's what you want to do, know why you're doing it, and be.
It's the why.
Yeah, know why you're doing it.
The why.
That's don't do it out of fear. Well, you could do what you want to do, but if you do something out of fear, the reality of it is, no matter what your intentions are behind something, you're gonna reap the repercussions, benefits, whatever that looks like, of that thing.
Yeah.
Because spirit don't lie, and you can convince somebody what your why is all day long, but your spirit knows exactly what your why is because you can't lie about it. Energy attracts energy.
It does.
So the energy that's being put out and whatever is being done is the energy that's going to come back.
So what are some things you like to do when it's just, like, not just, like, political chaos, mm-hmm. but just chaos in general? Because it's always going to be something.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like we as adults in community, we have to understand that it's going to rain, it's going to snow, it's going to be sunny. Like, mm-hmm. that's just life. You just really have to learn how to navigate it. But what are some specific tools that you feel like really help you with staying afloat when it's mm-hmm. just so much noise going on?
I feel like for me, the biggest thing is disconnecting.
Yeah.
But there's different ways that I disconnect. But the biggest thing is disconnecting because, like, something that you had brought up earlier before we started was, like, school. When I was in my senior year, I was just overwhelmed. Like, I had a lot of things that I wanted to do and a lot of things I wanted to get done. Everything just felt like a distraction mm-hmm. towards that. And I couldn't really, it was overstimulating for me to try and go out and kick it and have fun and do all the things and still focus on school and building my portfolio and shooting. It was just a lot of stuff. And so I just made it very clear to my friends, like, I don't have the capacity to go out. I don't have the capacity to go kick it. Like, I'm just not in that space. Because for me personally, I just really learned that, like, when I'm in a, I don't want to say hustle because, well, I'm not promoting hustle culture. But I'm just saying, like, when I'm in a hustle mentality or I have my mind on, like, a path and I'm trying to, like, execute something and I have a mission, that's where my mind is at. Like, I'm not going to be able to, like, really be present in going out and clicking it
yeah.
and like partying and stuff like that. So like for me, I just made it clear like what I had the capacity for, but I was able to identify that because I just learned to check in with myself. Like if I really don't, and I learned to check in myself by like listening to my first mind. You know what your first mind is saying. The ego is when you start rationalizing
the
shit
emotions
and
attached to
yeah
it.
And so like my first the thing I started noticing is what is my first reaction to somebody bringing up something to me. There have been so many times where like you want to do this and I'm like okay, well no
stay your ass out.
I didn't want to do it because that yeah. was what my first reaction was. It's like that doesn't really sound too fun to me right now. So I started listening to that and stopped doing stuff and trying to make myself do things because that's what I feel like I should do. Or trying to convince myself that, like, oh, it's not going to be that bad. But it's like, if I don't want to do it, it doesn't matter if it's not going to be that bad. Like, I'm just not going to do that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely disconnecting in that way. And then also social media. I take social media breaks. Or, like, I know my business is online. So, like, what I started doing was, like, taking Instagram off of my phone. And now I don't have any social media on my phone except Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
I have no social media on my phone except Instagram and LinkedIn. But, like, I stopped being, like, if I need to post, I post and then I just get off. I try not to get in the habit of scrolling and doing all those things because I just don't care to do that. Like, I could be spending my time doing other things, picking up a book and reading, meditating, just being in stillness, like, just applying more stillness and quiet time into my life instead of just always trying to fill the spaces with noise
yeah.
in any capacity. Because I feel like I realized that's what I was always doing.
Yeah.
Filling the spaces with noise.
For me, when things are like really stressed out, I feel like I really like to spend time with friends, with family. And, like, when those conversations come up, I just, like, move around. Or if it's, you know, with y'all ain't gonna talk about that shit. But if I'm with friends, you know, family, I'll just move around. And another thing I like to do, I like to spend a lot of time with myself. Like, I feel like, especially with it being winter, because we don't specifically have to just talk about, like, the political climate,
mm-hmm.
but, like, seasonal depression. Like, I feel like one thing I've really been utilizing this year is, like, getting outside of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Either it's going for a walk. I know it's cold, but it's, like, y'all don't understand how much dopamine you can get from just smelling, like, fresh air. And, yeah. like, feeling that sun on your skin. Or, like, going to a hobby, like finding hobbies. I'm so grateful I found a hobby that allows me to get outside of the house mm-hmm. so I can like move around and interact with other people. Because like when it's winter time and you're probably only going outside for work, like you're not really able to heal. Is it heal the right word? Like enjoy yourself in a way. Like you need to, and then it's, you have to interact with people in ways that's not just like indulging in like alcohol or smoking, like mm-hmm. genuine connections. Either it's going to the movies or going to a gallery. What other hobbies you have, I highly recommend to do those, or yeah. developing a new hobby or trying something new, like working out, going to gym or whatever, but getting outside of the house, yeah. I feel like is really helpful for like seasonal depression and things like that. Mm-hmm. I wanted to ask, like, what specifically when you were like in a moment of depression or like rock bottom, where it's like hard to just see the silver lining, like what was some ways of helping you get out of that?
I feel like that's only happened maybe like twice in my life. Mm. But what I did was solitude.
But transitioning out of solitude.
Oh.
Because like when you're depressed, but, you're going to be in solitude.
But that wasn't what that looked like for me.
Well, that's true. Everybody's depression looks differently. You're right. You're right.
And so I don't even know if I was, I wouldn't even call it, I wasn't depressed. It was more so just like, I just really couldn't see the other side of like where I was at that moment.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that I was necessarily depressed. It was just like, I was just stuck in a space. I was just stuck in a space. And like, I knew what I needed to do to get to the other side, I was just scared to do it because it looked like walking away from certain things and removing certain people.
I mean, that's what that shit is. It's like fear.
Yeah.
Fear is holding you down.
No, yeah, that's definitely what it is. And so I just had to, like, I had to become serious about myself. I had to become real serious about myself. And I really just had to prioritize, like, it's me before anybody.
Yeah.
It has to be me before anybody, because if it's not, I'm going to be subconsciously always living my life for somebody else and because of what somebody else wants.
So was it like you just sitting and like thinking and like journaling, like you came to that realization, or did something like trigger that?
I don't know. It's like, it's like it took for somebody else's actions in order for me to be like, I'm for real
this time. So a trigger.
Yeah, it took for somebody else's actions for me to be like, yeah, that's your last time.
I feel that.
That's your last time. And
definitely feel that.
And not only is it your last time, this is my last time allowing you to do this.
Yeah. You just got to get to that point of just being fed up with yourself to, like, actually change.
No, yeah, literally.
You do.
I was really tired of it because I'm just like, I know who I am at my core. I knew that. And I know what I'm capable of. I know all the things that I can do. And it's just like, it's like when you know that your calling is something, no matter what your situation is, you're not going, your spirit knows that you're supposed to be something bigger than what you're allowing yourself to be right now. And that's really what it was for me. Like, I knew that, like, I knew I was holding myself back big time. And I was like, if you want to see this side of you or see this version of yourself, there's some shit that gotta give. It's a lot of shit that gotta give. And it's gonna take sacrificing this old version of myself in order to get there. And I just had to do that. And I simply did it. Like, and that's why I mean when I say, like, spirit don't lie. Because it's like your intention behind what you want and what you want to do is gonna tell on itself. And so because I remember sitting at my altar And I said, I literally was like, reveal to me all the things that I need to work on within myself that I don't even see right now. No matter what it looks like, I'm ready to face it. I'm ready to dismantle this stuff because I know who I can be and I'm ready to be that person. And I was so dead ass. And because I was dead ass, I was shown a lot of things. I'm still being shown a lot of things. I was just recently humbled by my man the other day. Humbled. Because it hit something that was from my childhood and how I show up today. That was like, and that I heard my parents. It didn't hit the same coming from them because in my head, y'all are the reason I'm like this. So because it don't hit the same, oh, son. Okay. Because when they said it don't hit the same, I always just, but when he said that shit, I said, oh.
Yeah, it's definitely different when it comes from somebody that's not your parents.
Exactly.
And someone you respect too.
Exactly.
Not that we don't respect our parents. But it's like,
you know what, how it be. Everybody has that relationship with their parents.
To your parents.
When your parents say something, it's coming from a parental perspective. Yeah. But when it's coming from somebody else, well, it feels like it's coming from a parental perspective. But when it comes from somebody else, it's from a different perspective. So when he said that, I was like, I was really humbled because I'm like, damn, like, I have to start paying attention to that. And I couldn't do anything but, like, be grateful for it because I asked for this. And even though I asked for this almost 2 years ago, I've asked for this. So it's going to keep showing up because I asked for this. And my spirit genuinely wants to evolve. So I'm only going to receive that energy. Simple. So, yeah. That was when I realized, for real.
For me, I feel like what helps me get out of those, like, dark tunnels, because I've been depressed a few times, and I wouldn't say I recently just got out of a depression, but I was going through some emotions that I wasn't addressing, and I was just, like, avoiding sitting with myself. I feel like what helps get out of that, of course, is, like, solitude. And really sitting with yourself, stillness, and having moments of just sitting in silence and just being vulnerable with yourself. But also, like you said, you just got to get to a point where you're just sick and tired.
Yeah.
You're really sick and tired.
I like how you're holding your mic like that.
You're really sick and tired, and you're, I guess for me personally, I can see the cycles happening in my life from a third-party perspective.
No, same. So, and that's what makes it hard to not adjust to shit. Because, like, I just see it all.
And when you see it in that specific time, I was seeing the cycle that I was participating in. And I was like, girl, we gotta stop this shit. Because we're not about to carry this into the new year. And I was going through all of this, like, November, December. So I was just like, we're not carrying this into the new year. So for me, it's just like, you can't act on the things that you want to change tomorrow. You have to act on that when you recognize it in that moment. And it takes a lot of courage. And it's just, you just got to do it. It's like, you got to fake it to believe it. Like, I made a video about, like, how do I build my confidence. I fake that shit until it's like, I'm actually fucking confident. Because it's just like, in order to really manifest something, it has to be in your, like, you have to see it. You have to believe it. Like, it has to be, like, present. So, literally, be Delulu as hell until that shit is what it is. And I feel like when it comes to depression, you have to have that battle with your shadow self. You really have to face your shadow self. And you really have to understand and come to terms with who's in control.
Yeah.
It's easier said than done. Like, you can read books about it. You can listen to this podcast. But it's really you against you. And you have to allow yourself to be vulnerable and sit with whatever emotions that are in front of you and be willing to sacrifice whatever you need to sacrifice to move forward.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's not going to be fucking easy. And healing doesn't happen overnight. Shit takes time.
I'm still healing from
exactly, but like the so more you put intention into changing and the more you actually make those sacrifices, you're gonna see the return.
Yeah.
You're going to see the return. And I feel like I like when you said my purpose was stronger than the situation.
Yeah.
And it's like, even if you don't know what your purpose is, what do you enjoy? Yeah. What do you really, what just brings you joy? What brings you light? What brings you laughter? That can be the purpose to getting out of that situation.
And who do you want to be?
But what if they don't know who they want to be?
But some people do. Point.
Well, yeah. And for the people who do know who they want to be and who they are.
And not even
allow that to be stronger than anything. That's the goal. That's the thing that the creator is dangling in front of you so that you can keep going.
I think that when I say who do you want to be, I don't mean like your occupation. Because our occupation is not who you are.
No, it's what's your purpose.
What do you want to feel? That's what I mean by who do you want to be. Do you want to be more joyful?
Oh, I feel what you're
saying. How do you want to show up in the world? It doesn't mean the title that you carry.
Yeah, it's all of that.
Yeah, but how do you want to show up in the world? And if you know how you want to show up in the world and where you are right now is not a reflection of that.
But yeah, it takes time to get out of those dark moment, and ultimately all we're saying is when life is chaotic, you just have to find your process and your tools, what brings you joy, and utilizing that and focusing on it. Address your feelings, feel how you feel, do not ignore your feelings, sit with yourself, but ultimately use your tools to stay afloat.
Yeah.
Don't be that toxic positive person, but address those feelings and keep it pushing.
I think another key thing that I think is really important for any and everybody to implement is starting your day in silence.
That may work for some people. It may work for some other people.
If it don't work, it don't work. But it's like, I feel like for anybody that's seeking for something, it doesn't hurt to try.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because if someone is overstimulated and anxious, why would you start your day in noise?
That's true.
So starting your day in silence and in some type of peace is what will set the foundation for the rest of your day.
Yeah.
Simple. And it's not going to do it right. It might not work right then and there, but that's because everything takes time. You have to do things consistently in order to see results. So it may not look like it's working in that moment or right then and there, but if you give it the time to work, it can.
Yeah. And also, seek help. If you're really just, like, down and bad and, like, it's hard times and you really don't see a silver lining, please reach out to your families and friends. Or if you are a family and friend and you haven't heard from your homeboy or homegirl or whoever, reach out to them. Check on your friends. Check on your loved ones. Spend time with them.
Yeah.
Let's all utilize our community and be an aid to our loved ones and just show up for people, because you don't know what somebody's going through. And a lot of people can hide it and mask it.
Yeah.
So just reach out. Reach out to your loved ones. For this video, I want you all to list 5 things. I did 10. 5 things that really brings you joy, that just brings out that inner child that you can probably utilize whenever you feel low or you're having a bad day and you just need like a pick-me-up.
Mm-hmm.
What are those 5 things and how can you use it? Like, you don't need money for it. You don't need to maybe leave your house or whatever, but just 5 things you can do in the moment that just really brings you back to self.
Period.
And actually use them whenever, put it in your phone so you can go back to it and always have it on you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love this episode.
Yeah.
Stay afloat. And if you all need someone to talk to, hit up y'all homeboys, y'all homegirls, and y'all homeboys, y'all homegirls, and non-binary friends as well.
Mm-hmm.
Let's all support each other during these chaotic times and shake some ass too. Sometimes that helps.
Thank you guys so much for watching. Follow us on Instagram at @when_you're_ready_podcast. And yeah, stay tuned with all the things we got.
We also set up a Patreon so that you all can donate to us.
Made it easier for y'all.
Yes.
You know.
So please
do that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It is in our link tree and our bio and our Instagram page. So hit us up.
Yeah. Peace.